This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right. So, one other question before we take this all up on the air.
Yes.
He's going to be, are we going to have him on and then, oh, we can't. Okay, we can't.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Not doing this the same way we normally do, so.
Patch him through in a moment.
All right, so let's hit that button, Fat Boy, and she'll hear everything we're saying and say hello to Skylar. Hello, Skylar.
Hello, this is Skylar.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're in a great mood up there in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're down here in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm sure as a Fat Boy or producer explained to you, we're live on the radio. It's the Rise Guys, and somebody from your past wants to talk to you, and you're okay with this?
Yeah, I think that's okay, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea who it might be?
I might have an idea of who it is, but I'm definitely interested to find out.
And you're okay with that? You're okay with the mystery and the possibility of whatever it might be?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
All right, then. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Skylar. This is Chad, your dad.
Okay. How can I help you?
Look, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I know you're a grown woman and you don't need a dad anymore around, you know, babying you or anything like that, but I know you never had one. You were young when you really needed one. And I just want to say that it's all my stupid fault and I'm sorry for it.
And I want to remind you that this whole thing is on the air, Skylar, this whole conversation, so.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, definitely, but you can't just take all that back. I hope you know that.
No, I do know that. I swear I'm not trying to take it back. I just didn't know where to start, besides just saying that I'm sorry. I heard you have a baby of your own, and I know you're going to be a great mom, and I'm really proud of you, and I just needed to tell you that.
Yeah, I do have a six-month-old son. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. How did you get this number? Did mom give it to you, or what?
Yeah, she gave it to me, but please don't be mad at her. Like, I asked her for a couple weeks before she finally caved in, and I promised her I wouldn't bother you. I wouldn't try to force anything. I just wanted to talk to you and tell you that I'm sorry and see if there's still a chance to get to know you better on any level, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I just want to make sure, you know, look, this is a lot to take in.
Oh, of course.
I don't have the answers for you right now. I don't know. I just don't know.
I totally understand that. I swear, I totally get that. Like I said, I don't want to force anything. You take your time. You think about it. You make your own decision, and I have to live with whatever that is. I just wanted you to know. I wanted to try if you'll give me that chance.
Wow. I definitely appreciate that. I'm just not sure what to tell you, and I'm not sure when I'll be ready to tell you something.
That's fine. I mean, your mom has my number. If you ever want to get in touch, is it okay if I send some stuff for Bryson? I know it's his first Christmas. So I'd like to get him a little something, but only if that's okay.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine. That's That's really nice of you to want to do that.
I appreciate you letting me do it. I mean, if there's anything I can ever do, I want you to let me know. And I won't try to make up for lost time. I know I can't do that. But I would love the chance to be there for you in the future on any level, if I ever can. And I just want you to know that.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'll definitely remember that. And if we need anything, I do appreciate it, just so you know. You know, it's nice to hear from you. Like, it really is. I'm not just saying that.
You don't know how much that means to hear you say that right now.
I mean, I just sighed when you did. I really did. I was like, oh, boy, you did. You got to be really proud, though, how she's reacting to this, though, as a father.
I'm so proud of how she grew up. You know, he might have been better off without me. But you're such an amazing person, how you've grown up. I think about you all the time, and I just want to get to know you a little bit if you're open to it.
Yeah. Wow. And you don't know how much it means to me to hear you say that, you know, so thanks.
There we go.
I hate this. I mean, I need to get to work, though. I guess we can talk more soon. I'll get your number from Mom at some point and we'll be in touch.
Jolly bomb.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I'll be here anytime you want to call from now on, just anytime.
Okay, great. Well, bye, everyone. Thanks for doing this.
Thank
for
you
us,
for being. I mean, there's no answer, yes or no, in this, but you handled that with grandeur, young
what
lady.
A graceful young woman.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, listen. As you ended it there, you know, you'll talk back and forth if that should happen. But you have a Merry Christmas and take care of that baby. And then, Chad, you want to tell her goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, if I don't see you, have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for just listening to me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Skylar. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
St. Patrick's Day, if I don't talk to you. Man, you're crying. You are. I hear you.
You
I would be too,
you
Chad.
Be.
Paige is teared up. Look at her.
I know.
You wuss.
I can't help it.
Oh, man. That gave me chills.
What a wonderful young lady your daughter is, Chad.
She's amazing. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. It went better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
You did save the grandbaby gift, though. I said, don't mention the grandbaby. Right. That's where I thought it went a little tense.
He might never have a chance to besides
well, I know,
right
but
then.
Anyway, in all this
time,
his
like
only
first.
Chance ever.
But it gave me
really
chills.
It,
it gave me chills when she said, like, oh, you don't know how much, you know, how good this feels to hear you say that. I was like, God, this went in a great direction. Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been almost 10 years, you know, so it was amazing to hear that. And I'm very thankful to you guys for your help. And I'm so proud that she's such a good-hearted, upstanding young woman, you know. It was just a chance is all I was asking for.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she would think, does he ever think about me? And now you're probably going to be able to answer all those questions that she had. And that's a good thing for
when
her.
She's ready. But here's the thing. You know, she said, if I need anything or want to talk, I'll get the number from Mom. You got to leave it at that, right? You agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. And
totally
you got that
agree.
Out
yeah,
there
I,
with, you know, if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas and all that. But no.
Yeah. I don't want to pressure her, you know, like that's not right at all. So
yeah.
The ball's totally in her court and hopefully I'll hear from her.
Chad, we got to bounce, my friend. Thank you for choosing us to do that. I gave everybody the feels this morning, I think. Whatever that means. I see it on Instagram. Yeah, okay.
Sincere thanks. Like I couldn't have connected without you guys. I wouldn't have had the strength to do that.
Well, you could have.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you doing it this way. Chad, thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right, see you, brother. See, even as good as that felt, there's still people texting in. It's like, why didn't he just call her? Why do you have to do it on the radio? At least it happened. It happened. Why do we got to say, well, that's the way it happened? Well, it happened. She seemed, as the call went on, to be receptive.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Wrapping up the year, counting down to 2019. And we have some stats from something that you may be interested in finding about, which you may have partaken in the last year. Porn.
Porn.
Ooh. Yeah, Pornhub released their year in review. So let's take a look at the porn industry, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You like that? Well, and this is an interesting thing to note from Pornhub. 28% of the visitors to Pornhub in the U.S. this year
are women.
Were women. Yeah. Yeah. So 3% up from last year. Way to go, women.
Women needed that nudge with the 50 Shades of Grey. That kind of allowed women to, because women have always been freaks. You know it's true, Paige. But that allowed the conversation amongst women. If women know that other women are also freaks, they talk about it through the course of a book. You know, these book clubs where they're really just getting together right to drink wine.
Yeah.
They talk about it and they say, well, you know what? I can't believe so-and-so did that. Well, I like to be tied up. Really, I like to be spanked. And then the conversation starts. Well,
nothing wrong with any of that. Still, 7 out of 10 are men. We need to work on this.
Yeah. Well, women
slightly
can
better
help with that number.
Slightly better than 7 out of 10.
You know what I mean?
But you know, why not? You have sex with women. You know how they are. And
try.
Those are rumors.
Well, all right then. Never mind. I forget what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, what is wrong with enjoying sex, people?
Nothing. You should. You're supposed to.
Yeah. So if you want to, if this is what you choose to do, then go for it.
Can I ask you a personal question, Paige?
Sure.
There's been many conversations about you maybe getting back out on the dating scene, and then you say you don't want to, but there has been a clear conversation about you being horned up.
With you, but yeah.
So when... Wow. Here's the thing. I have to watch my words, you understand?
I know.
Do women need to watch something? Because every time I think about, in my mind, a woman taking care of herself, there's no laptop or phone in her hand.
No.
There's some in her hand.
Some women
enjoy. Looks like a billy club.
Some women enjoy that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. But I'm saying in my mind, So the question is, do you consume pornography, Paige?
No.
Okay.
Women are more imagination than
you
vision.
You vape it.
No.
I vape porn.
But you know what I'm saying? Women are have more vibrant imaginations in that sense, where men are visually stimulated. Women can let their imagination take over.
Yeah.
More often.
If she's too much the other way, like a woman thinking like we think, then just you ain't going to be enough. Not just one person.
Like pre-photography. And this, I'm being very serious with this.
Don't let me into your sickness, fat boy.
Really?
Pre-photography, let's say it's men who are the deviants here. Did men read books to get them there?
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I can't imagine how awful that would be.
Drawings, paintings, whatever you had.
Paintings I can get.
Yeah.
But words.
You can describe anything.
Audio or visual. You're absolutely right. If I was deaf and blind both, I'm already dumb. But if I was deaf and blind, wow.
You'd figure it out.
So if I wrote this down, you couldn't stare at that and get where you needed to be?
No.
No, because in my mind that turns to guys when I see that.
Oh, yeah. What if I shake it?
If you see it on paper and if someone, you can imagine it in your mind.
Well, so here's the other thought.
I just get it over the way, out of the way in my dreams, man. I do it while I'm sleeping now. That's awesome.
If it's pre-photography masturbation and you think there's no photography to think about, so you're only replaying fantasies. The other thing is, when I was younger, you took whatever porn you could get.
Yeah, you did.
Now you'll sit there for an hour like you're on Netflix looking for the perfect nipples or, oh, I want tan lines or whatever, you know.
It's not that I can't go out and do it. I just haven't met anybody I want to do it with. Do you understand that?
Yeah. What time's the casting call?
There isn't one, but when I let you know, I'll let you know, okay?
The firmament, tomorrow night.
No.
So if I add words, that doesn't help you out either?
That makes me laugh.
That is funny. Now, when you say you haven't met anybody you wanted to do it with, does that mean you haven't at all, or you haven't met anybody you wanted to do it with who wanted to do it back?
I think they all want to do it, like, on the first date. I want to have a lot of sex. Well, that's nice,
let's just be friends. I don't for a single solid, I have to stand up and say I don't believe that guys have told you on the first date, hey, I want to have a lot of sex with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't go out with them again.
You people.
I can believe it, man. Some of the messages that I've seen she's gotten.
I just can't. Awesome. I am embarrassed as a man that that would happen.
Because it's like, well, after that, what's left? Okay, so I'm just going to next.
Some dude's like, hey, I want to have a lot of sex on the first
date. I mean, you know, it's just like, can we be friends first or get to know each other before I bring you home and my dog mauls you?
What if they only had to have sex one time? Not a lot of sex.
A lot of
sex. What's the point in that?
Then just a little sex.
Then I'm left alone again
yeah.
with something that's probably not rewarding for me, because if he just wants to have sex, you know it's not going to be any good. You know,
if you're looking for it to be a disaster, it's going to be a disaster.
Aren't there plenty of dudes, though, who don't, you know, make that move on the first date? I don't see much point in making that move on the first date. Not if you want it to go somewhere.
No.
I don't make a move on a first date. That's not going to go anywhere if you do that.
That is usually, if there's a move.
That's a hookup.
The first time
date.
You met them, it was a hookup
yeah.
or one night stand.
Well, yeah, it takes it from a date to hookup if you make that move on the
one
first
night
date.
One night side table. Sorry, Paige.
They ask you out on a date and you're having dinner and then it starts to go towards, so we're going to go home and do it. And you're like, I want to finish my meal first.
The waiter says, did you save room for dessert? And he looks at your chest.
Yeah, you know what you're eating.
That's the worst.
No. So that is.
You got to be positive.
The Cinnabon joke earlier?
No.
That is not going to happen. But you see where I'm going with that. And then, you know, if I happened to watch something that was filthy, and when I had Cinemax, I felt like,
oh,
man,
God.
I'm desperate to sit there and watch other people doing it when I don't even have that in my life. And that's what the shame of me watching other people do it.
You
I'm not going to do that.
If that's real, you're demented to think that.
I just don't want to. It's for me, I'd rather do it myself than watch other people do it. I don't take pleasure in watching people have sex.
No. I get that, but.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Okay.
No, what are you going to say, man?
No, I wasn't saying that. This is just a lost cause with Paige. I feel like I need her to lay down on the couch. You have to realize, and I'm not saying this in a demeaning way, but you have to realize you could go to any bar, any restaurant, any airport bar, whatever, and leave with a guy.
Yeah. Thank
you. If you wanted to.
I could probably schedule every hour on the hour.
I know.
24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So where does this lack of self-esteem come from?
Because I want someone to care about me.
But we're talking about just sex here, though, not relationships.
Yeah.
Hookups kill your self-esteem. Hookups are for people with low self-esteem. That's who hooks up, is people with low self-esteem.
I disagree with that.
People who think a lot of themselves are not hooking up.
No.
Absolutely. I would bet every dime I don't have on that. People with low self-esteem are far more into hookups than people who have a high opinion of themselves.
I can't agree with that. I think sometimes two people just want to.
You have to, though.
Don't you need that spark to do it? You know, you have to have that kind of element that I had with my husband. I mean, in every way, you want to feel like you, not necessarily fall in love, but you have to have that kind of attraction.
I think if two consenting adults say, we just want to have sex with each other, and this doesn't mean anything, and I'm not looking for anything out of this or whatever, I don't see why that's they're displaying lack of self-esteem in that.
They're not if they're doing that, but 9 times out of 10, one of those two people's lying.
I can see that. If you put one or the others up on a pedestal, yeah.
Yeah, like one of those people's like, yeah, we're just, you know, but then no, they don't really mean that. They'll say that because they're trying to get somewhere, but they don't really mean it. I think 9 times out of 10, one of those people's lying about it.
Yeah, I don't give them the full course meal on the first date.
No.
Or the first, hookup or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to work up to that.
You know, I want a little romance with mine.
Right.
Of course. Or maybe just like each other. God. Some kind of conversation.
I'm just in a different world over here.
I mean, God. You know, to each his own. I'm not saying what you're doing or anybody is doing is bad.
But it's also just looked at as if a woman, I'm sitting here saying this, blah, blah, blah. But if a woman says that, she is like, this is society saying, oh, what a floozy, a slut, whore, whatever.
Hey,
but when a dude says it, it's like, yeah, that's right, brother. It's
go
crazy.
For it. No, it's not crazy in any way. If that's your need and you need that, then that's your life. But that's not what I need.
I think we're on two different paths of conversation here. I'm not saying anything poorly against you.
No.
I'm saying that I don't think every sexual interaction has to come from love.
No, I know that.
Passion.
I didn't say love. I just said attraction. I have to have that kind of attraction.
Yeah.
And I haven't met somebody that, you know, I want to just do it with.
That's why you're hoping she likes her face pushed down in the pillow.
All right.
Not so attractive. I like it rough. Good.
Yeah.
Check out this wall.
Pillow's going to look like that pin thing at Walmart you stick your face in.
No, I'm really going to pile drive you. Literally. This isn't a move right now.
Hmm. Yeah. So back to the Pornhub thing.
Oh, yeah.
Pornhub averaged 92 million visitors per day.
That's just me.
That's a third of the population of our country.
And had a total of 5 billion more views than last year. So
is Pornhub international? Because all .coms are not, correct? Certain countries are.
Yeah, this one is. You don't have to do like a .au or a .ag or none of
so
that.
So if it's .com, it's international, unless it's like North Korea or something. Okay.
And according to the data.
I feel like my mom now asking questions.
Most visits by far were from the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
I got a porno question, Matthew.
And Americans spend an average of 10 minutes and 37 seconds on the site. Is that true?
I don't go to that one much, honestly. That's low on the barrel.
Well, if we're saying theirs, what is yours? I mean, can you say the one yours is? It's not like...
Yeah, it's not dirty. It's called Porndex. It pulls from all the sites. Just like a
it's
Google.
It's like Zillow for porn.
Yep. Pretty much. Type in what you want. Type in like, ooh, I don't know if I should type this in. Is the government watching me? And believe me, somebody already typed it in. Boom. Populates
the
search.
So the people that spend the most time, third highest of any country in the world, only behind the Philippines and South Africa. So we've got, 10 minutes. We're staying there for a while. We need the plot, I guess.
When I do look at it, I like I said, it's like Netflix. I'm looking for the perfect situation. I'm a big fan of good-looking nipples.
Are you?
Yeah, if they're all like looking like...
Well, come here for a second.
If it's looking like an upside-down soup bowl...
Like a basset hound looking at you?
Yeah. Or I could read it like it's Braille.
I don't know what you're looking at.
A meat plant situation.
There's a text
that says, teardrop-shaped.
I always did things in one-night stands that you couldn't do in a committed relationship. Well, you should have found a committed relationship outside of church then.
Yeah, I'm
leaving. Yeah. Yeah.
You should have found a committed relationship with somebody who's as freaky as you.
Why do you think they call it the missionary position?
Right. Yeah. And that's why you have a committed relationship.
Why do you think?
Because you need that trust factor to do it with somebody. Right?
No.
Okay.
This is all women stuff.
All right, then.
I don't know, though.
You've had sex with 3 people.
I know.
2 in the same day.
He's the most
And one in the last 20 years.
I can't speak on any of this stuff.
The most monogamous person in the room.
Absolutely.
And he's the most demented. Wish I love you for that.
I wish I had cool stories about hookups. I have to get some.
Well, I wish I did, too.
Show research.
Oh, here we go.
I think Fat Boy would feel bad about it afterwards.
I think
I always did. I didn't like it.
No. Fat Boy loves his wife, loves his family. He tries to put on some kind of thick skin in here that I don't care. I just food and the TV is all I care about.
Fat Boy's the family man in the room. That's why he doesn't go anywhere. He spends all his time with his family.
He loves his family.
He does. He really does. That's a compliment.
He knows he has a hot wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But not like the ones who wear ankle bracelets. Not like hot wife. That's a different thing. You know what I mean? That's the calling card of.
Wow. That's a thick anklet you're wearing, young lady.
Not sexy at all. Oh, gosh. Boy. All right. So I'm moving on to Netflix.
Is that a garage door opener on your ankle?
Oh, jeez.
Is that a Bluetooth sideways speaker? Why do you keep saying Alexa to my ankle?
Did you buy that at a Rottweiler's yard sale?
It's a barking anklet.
Every time the dog barks, my foot gets shot.
Ow!
Y'all killing me, man.
It's terrible.
I'm going to take a day off to recover.
You better not for another one.
So here's another list. You did touch on Netflix, so let's head to that.
Yeah.
The most binge-watched shows on Netflix of 2018. On the bottom of the list, some of my favorite shows. At number 10, Orange is the New Black, season 6.
Yeah.
That was a good season.
Insatiable, about the beauty queen thing. I don't know if you guys ever watched that thing. Where she... She was a former heavy girl who becomes beautiful, and then she takes on the beauty queen industry.
Why is heavy okay, but fat's not? I wonder about that, too. Heavy means if I went to pick you up, it would be a struggle.
Well, if you're heavy, it's like, I'm not fat, I'm just really dense.
That also is, slight. What do you mean dense? Am I stupid?
Like physically dense. Like I'm not fat. I just weigh 300 pounds and I don't look like it. Like that.
Is she a great big fat person?
So moving up on the list. And with an E, season 2.
Never heard of that either.
Lucky number 7, the show that I finally finished, which is great. I don't know why it took me so long. The Haunting of Hill House was fantastic.
Great show.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how they'll do a second season, but I hope to God they do because I was riveted by that show. It was great.
Would like to be disappointed next year.
I'm gonna watch it now.
Looking at it now, Paige, don't you agree that they took a movie script and turned it into a series?
Yeah.
It's great. I recommend it. I think
it was well written.
Ozark on the list.
Oh yeah, that's good. The Ranch should be up there.
It wasn't on the list. It wasn't in the top 10. I'm sure it's on a list somewhere. But here's number 6, Fastest Car. So if you like those,
never heard of it.
Exotic cars. That would be for you.
What's next?
A thriller, number 5, Bodyguard.
Never heard of it.
Well, I've seen that on there.
And
that's the one with Whitney Houston, though.
Kevin Costner?
This is a show.
Oh.
No, this is a show.
Oh, never heard of it.
Okay, number 4, Last Chance U. It's about football teams. You see that?
No.
I've heard of the series, but I never
saw it. And I'm on Netflix every 2 or 3 days, probably.
Yeah, I thought Last Chance U was something that came on some cable channel like 12 years ago.
No, it's a reality show where, I think it's a college somewhere in Mississippi where troubled football players go to get another chance.
Oh, okay.
It's my alma mater.
People seem to like that. And then here's the top 3 controversial shows. 13 Reasons Why, season 2.
Yeah, we watch sad, depressing stuff.
Yeah, I'll never watch that.
And then second place, Making a Murderer Part 2.
Couldn't get into it.
I didn't even watch the first one. So the number 1.
Were they able to make him, though? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's pretty funny. Okay, so this is the most binge-watched show. It's about a Los Angeles high school on my block.
Never heard of it.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I was scrolling through text. Have you heard of a show called Yellowstone?
No.
Okay. It's supposed to be a darker Ozark.
Ooh.
What? Darker Ozark.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it should be called Ozarker.
Well, what? I was going to say nothing, but you should check out Table Rock. On PBS.
Oh, man, Jones Gap's my jam.
Go by Aunt Sue's gets my screen.
Yeah. Have you guys watched Devil's Fork yet?
Mm. Now you're talking.
No, but my mama's watching Pretty Place. She says it's great.
Probably watch Caesar's Head on the decks.
Yeah.
Wow.
He takes it from Brute. Aunt Sue? Not yet.
Still going, Brute.
So as far as TV watching.
He said he stabbed him in the back. Yeah, you know what they meant by that.
Dummies are lost.
More
I love
people
it.
Are cord cutting. That means they're going straight for Wi-Fi and Netflix.
Yeah.
And it seems like once they do that, I know a lot of younger people are completely dominating. They're using Wi-Fi as their source to watch their media on.
But, oh, sure.
But it seems like the older people, when they cut the cord, they usually go back to cable because of sports.
Okay, so here's a tech question for Fat Boy, and maybe this goes together. The 5G network, the thing that they're trying to roll out, is what is that exactly? What does that cover? Is it just America? Is it the entire globe?
I keep reading about health risks associated with it. That's what I keep seeing.
All
about
the radiation, right?
Yes, I keep reading about legitimate concerns about health risks with 5G. I don't know if it's fixable or if it's that bad, but I keep reading about health risks with it.
You don't need that much for a phone.
4G works fine for me, man.
But what you got to wonder, why is this the rollout with 5G and also this big need to say, hey, can you believe there's communities in America where these kids don't have Wi-Fi? We need to get them government Wi-Fi.
This should be free, but
I totally agree. Nikola Tesla took that to his grave.
I remember when it was a meg and a half when I worked in cable and it first started rolling out. Now you can get 100.
Yeah.
You really only need 20, maybe 30 tops.
Unless you're playing 14 Xbox Lives at once.
Yeah. 100? We have 150 here.
What is the health risk? Is it just, remember the cell phone thing, would it be brain tumors? Is that what it is?
You know how they say if you don't stand in front of your microwave while you're cooking something because it's emitting radioactive waves or whatever, radiation? Mm-hmm. The same thing with the cell phone. If your Wi-Fi is on, that wave is always baking into you in a sense. If it's on.
So don't hold your cell phone constantly next to your body, which we all do.
They already say, don't sleep with it right beside you and all that stuff.
Well, I do, though.
Don't allow your brain to go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't have one left.
Yeah.
We're all much by now.
It's higher electromagnetic frequencies with 5G.
Huh. And I think they tested in Atlanta first, right? Excuse me, Atlanta.
Go on YouTube and look up sound wave cell phones. And you can see there's this thing that these, I guess, scientists, college kids, whatever, they emit these sound waves and it makes the cell phone explode. Mm-hmm. What the hell, man?
How?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want to get wrapped up into this.
I know, but that's freaky.
Freaky weird.
That tells me that somebody could send a signal to my cell phone and blow me up.
Yeah, like a... Never mind.
And then they look at the 5G and say, where's Ellenberg at? Oh, of course he's at Wendy's. Boom.
Detonate your devices in your house.
Pass on this one just like I passed on Pizzagate.
Yeah, and if you don't have your phone on you, the Alexa's in the room with you.
Here's where some of the 5G stuff comes from. We're just looking this up for the first time. All right, wireless frequencies that get into the 5G range, like millimeter and submillimeter range, those waves can interact directly with human skin, specifically your sweat glands.
Jesus.
Whereas it goes beyond microwaves, which your cell phone, if it's 4G or Wi-Fi, uses microwaves.
Does that mean 5G, it can't permeate the epidermis, though?
No, it does. It interacts with your skin.
Oh, with the glands. Okay.
Those weapons they're developing, like crowd control weapons that Russia uses, that give you like a burning sensation on your skin, that's basically the same beyond microwave waves that would be 5G.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just concentrated, aimed at you, then it
happens. But it could be used as a weapon, though.
It can be weaponized.
Can you imagine?
Been weaponized.
Just tell your friend to shut up.
You can shut down your organs.
Well, see, like, there's these great pictures from history that show, like, during World War I that they were using, especially in China, they were using these big, huge, they look like big speakers, right?
Uh-huh.
And they would be like two big speakers, and they would be, oh, I'm not kidding, you can Google it. And it said the explanation for this was so they could hear airplanes from a great distance flying, you know, in that, you know, maybe they're enemies or whatever. But it looks like they're holding it as a weapon, like it's a sound wave weapon.
Yeah.
It's just odd. But, like, that technology wasn't around then. Or was it?
It's like old stuff Bradbury wrote about and they killed him.
Golly bum, man.
That is
just craziness. Just to think that, like, a weapon could be used to cause... Maybe that's what caused the earthquake in Tennessee this morning.
Ah.
Sound wave weapons.
And the things that we love that we can't do without.
Get you addicted to
kill
it.
Us.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right.
But you know the true, if there is ever a riot in America, it will not be because of sexuality, religion, race... Even I would even say the fall of the currency system. I think it would be when the internet goes down for a significant time.
As long as the internet is up, people just argue about it online.
Yeah, but if they don't have any money in the bank, that's all right. No food, no job, that's okay. No internet?
I gotta go outside. I'm gonna be mad.
That's when the riots freaking start. The internet goes down. Go down in your bunker under you fake rock.
You better run.
I see you fake rock out there in the yard. That ain't no speaker.
That ain't covering up a well pump, is it, Matt?
No, that's where your panic bunker is.
Don't have any interpersonal communication. How are they going to function at work when they actually have to write something down?
It's tough.
I know.
It's tough.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Road to WrestleMania WWE tickets. We have that with 9's TSL question of the day right after this.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933 The Planet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, and all of that. Tomorrow is Thursday. Let's do some winning right now with for some WWE tickets with a little something called this. Right here.
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
What was the number one parody song of the year? Text an answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. That's 72341. 93 correct answer wins those tickets to see WWE live at Bonscore Wellness Arena.
Paige, go to Rocky at Work next. Fatboy in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle a little. Ow!
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
Rocks.